An active pattern continues this work week as we have a push of warm air into the region for the first half of the day, driving temperatures into the 50s. Don't get used to it because a strong cold front will move in, pushing west to east across the region, bringing with it a band of organized rainfall, which could be heavy at times along with gusty wind, especially late afternoon and into early tomorrow morning. You might even see a few thunderstorms this afternoon. Cold air will rapidly build in behind the cold front. This will cause temperatures to fall throughout the afternoon into the evening today very quickly. And the secondary consequence of this is, again, going to be a very strong pressure gradient between our exiting low pressure and high pressure building in from the Midwest. This will allow wind to pick up and become quite gusty at times, particularly from the Capital District, points to the north and west. A high wind warning was issued by the National Weather Service, which takes place until 5 a.m. Thursday. That goes into effect this afternoon. Wind gusts could reach as high as 60 to 65 miles per hour. Travel likely going to be difficult on those north-south oriented highways, and tree damage is also possible, especially in highly saturated soils. As high pressure builds in from the west, we can expect sunshine from start to finish by Thursday, but it will be a cold afternoon. We'll start the day in the single digits, teens, and 20s. We won't warm up a whole lot either. Highs will be about 15 degrees below average. Northwesterly wind will also touch off a few lake effect snow showers, but accumulation not really expected. Those snow showers could move into western portions of the Mohawk Valley and Adirondacks. Another storm moves through on Friday, bringing with it more organized rain and a little bit of snow. Accumulations looking to be minor at this point, but are possible, especially north and east of the Capital District. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 53 degrees and the average low 33. Record high is 79, set back in 1950, and the record low is 14. That was set back in 1954. Sunrise today, 6:32 a.m. Sunset, 7:25, a total of 12 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Rain showers will continue today ahead of another round of organized rainfall. A few thunderstorms are possible as well. Expect this to organize between 8 and 11 a.m., with organized rain ending this afternoon. But as cold air spills in, a few snow showers are possible across the Adirondacks. Temperatures will be in the upper 40s to lower 50s for highs today, but fall into the 20s and 30s by sunset. Wind is also a huge concern as it will be out of the south, becoming west by the afternoon around 20 to 25 miles per hour, but that wind will pick up and eventually gust upwards of 50 to 60 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will start to clear, but lows will be cold, falling into the single digits to teens. Wind is between 20 to 25 miles per hour. It's still gusting closer to 45 miles per hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain showers will develop ahead of another organized round of rainfall. A few thunderstorms possible as well. Expect this to organize and move through between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., with organized rain ending by about 3. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s to lower 60s, but fall into the 30s and 40s by sunset. Wind also a big deal as it will be out of the south, becoming west this afternoon around 15 and 25 miles per hour. That wind picking up and starting to gust closer to 40 to 50 miles per hour. Tonight, skies start to clear, but lows will be cold, falling into the upper teens and lower 20s. Expect a westerly wind between 10 and 20, gusting as high as 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, organized rainfall will continue here, even a few thunderstorms. Rain will end by about 3 p.m. Now, as cold air spills in, a couple of snow showers will be possible across the southern Adirondacks. Temperatures initially in the 50s and 60s, but as cold air wraps in, temperatures will be in the 30s and 40s by sunset. Wind a huge concern for you folks as well, out of the south becoming west this afternoon around 25 to 30 miles per hour sustained, gusting 50 to 60 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will start to clear, but lows will be cold, falling into the upper teens to lower 20s. Wind will still be strong between 15 and 25 miles per hour with gusts upwards of 35 to 40 miles per hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Expect organized rainfall to move through between noon and 2 p.m. Organized rain will end by about 4. Temperatures expected to be in the upper 50s to lower 60s, but fall into the 30s and 40s by sunset. Wind is going to be a pretty big deal for you folks as well. Southerly wind will become westerly this afternoon, anywhere from 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting up to 50 to 60 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will clear, but lows will be chilly, falling into the upper teens to lower 20s. Expect a westerly wind, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts not as high, but still strong, around 35 miles per hour. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont, in the Berkshires, north of I-90, rain showers will develop ahead of another organized round of rainfall, even a few thunderstorms as well. Expect us to organize and move through between noon and 2 p.m. today. Organized rain will end by 4, but temperatures initially in the 50s and 60s will fall into the 30s and 40s by sunset. Wind is going to be strong, first out of the south, becoming west by afternoon, 20 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts even higher, closer to 50 to 60 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will start to clear, but lows will be cold, falling into the upper teens to lower 20s. Wind will start to settle a bit, but we could still have some strong gusts, a sustained wind 15 to 25, gusting closer to 45. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, we will rebound with sunshine, but temperatures colder again, only climbing into the upper 30s at best. Friday will feature more rainfall and snowfall with some minor valley accumulations, better mountain accumulations, highs there in the low 40s. For the weekend, we will be colder and drier for the most part, outside of a few showers Saturday morning, but temperatures really not warming a whole lot. We're stuck in the lower 40s. For the start of next week, expect colder than average conditions. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.